Okay, we're gonna call the meeting order, it's 9:04. Can I get a roll call?
Michaels?
Here.
Store?
Here.
Fears?
Here.
Clemmons? McGuire?
Here.
Rizels?
Here.
Coard?
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So moved, Rosales.
Second, Michaels.
Okay, been moved in second. Any discussion? Okay, we're gonna get a roll call.
Michaels?
Yes.
Store? Chris?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire? Rizels?
Here, yes.
Coard?
Yes. Okay, we need approval of the minutes for October the 2nd, 2020.
So moved, Rosales.
One second.
Sure.
Any discussion? Seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Cynthia?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Geraldo?
Yes.
Coard?
Yes. Any public participation? Seeing any communication from the committee? Seeing none. Need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for October 2020.
So moved.
Second, Michaels.
It's been moved in second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Get a roll call.
Michaels?
Yes.
Store?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Rizels?
Yes.
Coard?
Yes. Okay, we're going to turn it over to the county engineer.
The first item on the agenda comes from RPC. And Kristen is on the line. Do you want to give us a little insight on this, Kristen?
Sure. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, awesome. So this is just the approval of the our federal grant contract. As explained in the memo, we had brought this application in April. So this is just the execution of the contract that we get from the Section 5311 federal funding. And this is at a 50% match.
Hi, this is Chris. Do we actually need approval of this?
Yes.
Over.
We do. We require execution for all of our grant contracts. Every year we have to get the application approved, and then once we have it partially executed from the state, then we have to have it reapproved and get a new resolution to execute the contract.
Probably need a motion.
I'll make a motion. Michaels.
Second, Rosales.
Can be moved in second. It's open for discussion. Chris?
I have no further questions.
Okay, can we get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Store?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Rizels?
Yes.
Coard?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right, we're down to item number 9, which is a resolution appropriating additional county motor fuel tax funds for county road maintenance for the year 2020. I have a resolution in the packet. We had originally appropriated $1,267,900. This resolution would appropriate an additional $298,500 for maintenance on the county roads. The biggest reason we are needing additional appropriation is we're actually trying to, a lot of these cost estimates and the materials, we do a cost estimate in 1 year and the material comes in another year. You'll see there sodium chloride, which is our rock salt. We usually only do 3,500 tons in a given year, but in 2020, because we bought some kind of early 2020 and late 2020, we're just trying to get this all aligned so the actual money that we spent in 2020 is in the resolution for the general maintenance. So the rock salt, the bituminous material, which is our oil for seal coat, which we went over on, and some of the aggregate sources that we went over on are the biggest reasons why we need additional appropriation for 2020 for our maintenance on our county roads.
Can I get a motion?
So moved. This is Chris.
I'll second. McGuire.
Open for discussion.
I have a quick question. I thought that we actually got the salt at a good price, so I'm thinking it's mostly the asphalt that's making this go up or the other materials.
So we got a good price on salt right now. We haven't bought any yet.
Oh, okay.
On that price, because the vendors have bid on it. Mm-hmm. And I actually just got an email to this effect this morning. The state has not awarded the contract yet.
Okay.
So here we sit on November 6th. We don't have an awarded contract for salt yet. Everybody's chomping at the bit to get this thing awarded so we can actually start taking delivery of salt for this year's salt. So we would likely take 3,500 tons of delivery prior to January 1st. So, and we already have all the rock salt that we took early in the season in 2020. That's why you're seeing a 6,000 ton estimate instead of a typical 3,500 ton estimate. So then we'll kind of get back online. So next year will actually be 3,500 tons again.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand materials have gone crazy on the price this whole year, actually. So I don't have a problem with that. I just was double checking on the salt thing. And do you think they'll issue that contract?
Yes.
By the end of the month, maybe?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I just got an email from IDOT this morning saying, if you want to contact the vendors and see if they will sell it to you for the bid price, we do not have an issue with that at this time, but they do not have a contract with you as of this time. So there's no guarantee that they'll do that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about contacting our vendor just to see if we can start taking delivery at the contract price.
And I agree. I'd like to see this done in this fiscal year.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Yep.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? Get a roll call.
Michaels?
Yes.
Storr?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Rizals?
Yes.
Court?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is item number 10, which is a resolution appropriating motor fuel tax for next year's maintenance. So we have to do this every year prior to January 1st, get it down to IDOT for their signature and approval so that once the first of the year hits, we can go ahead and start purchasing materials and doing our maintenance, and it'll all get counted against the resolution and the appropriation. So this is a resolution appropriating $996,900 for 2021 for the maintenance of the county roadways. And you'll see we're back to the 3,500 tons of sodium chloride, because that's what I would anticipate buying at this time next year. So that would end up in the 2021 estimate of maintenance cost. Our costs are down because this year we did that big project in Gifford, where we actually used maintenance money to do an overlay in conjunction with the village of Gifford. So that's why we're down a little bit under $1 million, whereas in 2020 we were like $1.5 million if you total up everything that we've appropriated. And that's about the difference there with that Gifford project. So I would ask for your approval of this resolution to appropriate 2021 County Motor Fuel Tax Maintenance Funds.
So moved. Michaels?
Second, McGuire.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Well, seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Store?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes, sorry.
Rizal's?
Yes.
Thorpe?
Yes.
All right, item number 11 is a resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax for engineering services for a repair of a bridge. This is a bridge, you see a map there in your packet, up on County Road 9 near the Forest Preserve District. When the bridge was built, the piles were not encased with any kind of concrete or anything, and they're starting to have some corrosion issues on the pile. So we need to go in and encase those piling. And we are going to likely do that with county funds. But in order for the state to do all the environmental legwork and all the biological legwork and all that stuff, we actually have to appropriate some motor fuel tax money to the project so it's in their system, because they have a system of projects that are state funded, whether it's motor fuel tax or federal funds or what have you. So we're going to use this $25,000 to pay for our engineering services in-house in order to do the preliminary engineering on this project. And then we'll get it into the state system so that they can do all the environmental survey request legwork on our behalf, and we don't have to do it. So I'd ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating $25,000.
So moved, Mike.
This is Chris, and I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now it's open for discussion.
Of course.
Yes.
That's up in that Penfield area?
Yes.
Is that got anything to do with them, or it just strictly stays state after we do our part?
It's actually ours.
Okay, it's ours.
Yeah,
okay.
It's on County Road 9. Okay. It's like 10 miles straight east of Ludlow.
Right.
And probably about 10 miles north of Penfield.
Yeah, I get where it's at, but I kind of wondered if that had anything to do with any of the other townships or anything. It's all just straight up County 9. That's it.
It's a county highway.
Thank you.
Yep.
This is Chris. The environmental, did you say they have to do an environmental study?
Anytime we work in a stream bed, mm-hmm. IDOT, on our behalf, they have an entire environmental services department, and they work with the DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers, University of Illinois, to do all the environmental surveys. They look for bats and bees and birds and mussels in the stream and anything else that might be environmentally sensitive in the area. And then they'll also look for biological, they'll look for archaeological issues around the project. Anything that we may have to do that's kind of special to deal with those. Oftentimes they'll find bats or birds nesting in or around the bridge area that we're doing, and we'll have to do our project in a certain time frame or a certain dates in order not to destroy their habitat or interrupt whatever patterns they may have. So yeah, they do that on our behalf. Sometimes it takes 6 months to a year to get through all that, but having them do it for us instead of us trying to do all that legwork individually with those departments is a much better way for us to go.
Yeah.
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 It's not
okay, thanks for clarifying. No. Over and out.
Yep.
Or over.
Yes.
Okay, any other discussion? Seeing none, can we have a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Store?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Rizal's?
Yes.
Cohort?
Yes.
All right, moving on. Item number 12 is a resolution for contract award authority. This is the bridge that we're doing in Tolono Township with Brad. I wish Brad was here because he could speak to it as well. We just had a pre-bid meeting on this project on Wednesday to talk to contractors. This is that demonstration project that I've been telling you about for quite a while, where we're doing kind of a unique and newer bridge design for this project, and we received some demonstration type of help, I guess, through the Short Span Steel Bridge Alliance through National Association of County Engineers. But regardless of all that, the bid is on November the 19th. In order for this demonstration project to move forward, we need for the tub girders to be manufactured, and then they have to be sent up to Chicago. They have to be hot dip galvanized, and they have to be sent down to the Mattoon area to McCann Concrete, and they have to construct the deck on them and put them all together. So I'm just trying to make sure that we can get this awarded in a timely manner. We don't typically have a highway committee meeting in December, so I would like the authority, as long as it's within 10% of the engineer's estimate, to go ahead and award this so that we don't get behind the timelines that we need to make sure we meet in order to build this project beginning May 1st of 2021.
Need a motion.
So moved.
So moved, Rosales.
Second, McGuire.
Okay, now it's open for discussion. Okay, seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Store?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Rosales?
Yes.
Court?
Yes.
All right, the last item number 13, appropriating county motor fuel tax for the salary and estimated expenses for the county engineer. This is the resolution we do every year for my estimated salary and expenses, and there's also a provision in here where we split those costs with the state of Illinois through our surface transportation program for the cost of the salary. So this is the resolution appropriating the money and authorizing the half of the money from the surface transportation program fund to come back to Champaign County through our motor fuel tax program to pay for the salary and estimated expenses. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution for January 2021 through December 31st of 2021.
Okay, we need a motion. We got a pain.
This is Chris, and I will move. So move.
Okay,
Chris. Rosales.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Okay, seeing none, let's get a roll call.
Michaels?
Yes.
Store?
Yes.
Fears?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Rosales?
Yes.
Cohort?
Yes.
That's all I have on my part of the agenda, Madam Chair.
Okay. Other business. Anything you all want to bring up to the committee?
I just have a quick question. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Well, this is Chris, and I just wanted to note that there's some of the highway transportation committee members that this will be their last meeting, and I think it'd be right for us to acknowledge their service if the chair would so wish to do that.
Wait a minute, I didn't get what you say we should do.
He's saying that this will be the last meeting for some of our members. Mm-hmm. And we should acknowledge their good work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then let's thank Brad. He's been on for quite a while for his participation in the highway committee.
I think this will also be the last meeting for Ms. Cynthia Fears and for Chairman Geraldo Rosales, who was one of the longest serving Champaign County board members.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you all will be in good hands. You have Lorraine Coward, and you have Michelle, and you have basically Jeff that has done a good job, and that, you know, this is one of the smoothest operating committees that I've been on. Out of the six committees that the board has, I think this is the one that's run the simplest and the smoothest without any,
controversy, and I have totally enjoyed participating in this meeting.
Thank you, Geraldo.
Thank you for your service, Geraldo. I've really enjoyed working with you as chairman of the board as well as committee member on this committee. So thank you very much.
I'm going to say ditto to everything that Geraldo has said, and I have enjoyed meeting you all, and I hope to be able to have a continued relationship of some sort in the future.
Okay, thank you,
Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks, Ms. Spears.
And you will be
We'll see you all in 2024.
Geraldo, it's your turn for a little hiatus, huh?
A long hiatus, 12 years.
12 years.
And Geraldo, I want to thank you for inviting me into becoming the county board member. I appreciate it.
I wanted to thank you, Cynthia, for volunteering in your services and participating and giving your knowledge and expertise to not only this committee, but to several of the other committees that you have participated on. It hasn't been a fun ride these last few months, but, you know, at least it was an experience and you had an opportunity to see how the county functions.
Right, I was saying, an experience and an education.
Yes, totally.
And stuff. So I appreciate it. And Miss Lorraine, I am so very pleased to meet you. And I want to tell you that I really admire your long services that you have given this community.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hear, hear.
And this committee.
Yeah.
And this committee, right.
Mm-hmm. And whoever the board chair is, they better reappoint her to be the committee chair here.
Yeah. Better tell those young kids that.
We're going on 16 years with Lorraine as my committee chair, so I don't want to.
Wow.
16 years. Don't
16
break
years.
It.
Years.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I didn't realize
don't
that.
Fix it.
Well, I enjoy working with each and every one of y'all. It's been a pleasure, and I was so happy when we became a set-aside committee.
Yes.
Because now we're able to do stuff and get it did, you know, down a lot of controversy. And I want to thank everybody because we are the only nonpartisan committee that we have here in the county.
That's true.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you at the next COW meeting next Tuesday.
All right, then.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We got to designate items, but you can do that, Madam Chair. That's your purview.
Okay. No other business, no chair report, and designated items to be placed on consent agenda is 7 through 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And it's nothing else for the committee. I declare us adjourned.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, one and all.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. Good day.
Remember
thank you for your participation. Bye-bye.
Combine this with those other committees, and it was like.
Oh.
That was a disaster.